Hare Krishna. The only rule in the spiritual world is to love Krishna, and the only prohibition in the spiritual world is to not envy Krishna. There is no other rules. All other rules, regulations are all subordinate to this one principle. To love Krishna and to not envy him. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Iccha Dvesha Samutthena Dvandva Mohena Bharata. Those who are Buddhists or Mayavadis or Karmis, sense enjoyers, and they all are envious of Krishna. Therefore, like the Mayavadis are, the materialists are enjoying material variety, forgetful of the Supreme Lord. The Mayavadis are denying spiritual variety. And the main reason for denial is they want to post themselves as very important, self-important. And they want to deny Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's activities and opulences. Our acharyas have said, the reason why Mayavadis deny Krishna's name, fame, qualities, pastimes, activities is they become envious and they want to make the Lord impotent by stripping him of the six opulences and rendering him very bland and unattractive. Of course, they can try to do it, they will never be able to do it successfully. But they do so due to their envy, Buddhists and Mayavadis. Like, you know, how the Buddhist people treated Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by giving him some meat in a plate. They tried to deal with him in an envious way, but the very same plate hit that fellow and, you know, he fell unconscious. Similarly, the Mayavadis criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for dancing and chanting to the holy name because they were envious of the holy name. They were envious of the Supreme Lord. Actually, the path of Bhakti Yoga is a very pure and innocent path where the devotee has firm faith in the Lord, affection for the Lord, respect for the Lord. So he can dance, he can sing, he can clap hands and develop full faith in him. But the Mayavada is just the opposite. And because of their skepticism and because of their pride of their own knowledge and because of their envy for the Lord, they will deny the spiritual variety and try to make it zero. That is their endeavor. Now, it is very easy to criticize Karmis and Mayavadis and Buddhists, but these tendencies are also there in conditioned soul. It is not just a philosophy, it is a tendency. When these tendencies are lurking in the mind of a neophyte devotee, even he can feel envy for Krishna. He can feel, his mind may use skepticism to deny surrendering to the Lord. And that is one of the reasons for a neophyte losing his happiness. Because of losing innocence, losing simplicity, losing submission and surrender and respect for the Supreme Lord and his qualities and pastimes and activities. When one hears them, one becomes envious. Like a snake who is fed with milk and bananas becomes more envious. Payampanam bhujanganam kevalam ishavardhanam. Therefore, the knowledge of such a devotee, such a person is like, it's like maninam bhushita sarpa kim asavana bhayankaraham. A Kohinoor diamond on the head of a snake, nobody should aspire for it, otherwise they will be stung by the snake. So therefore, whether we are devotee or not devotee, one should look for these tendencies and remove them so that one should feel very natural joy glorifying the Lord and appreciating his pastimes without any reservation. Therefore, if all the doubts are not cleared, yomam eva asammudho, Janati Purushottamam. When Parikshit saw that there are many rishis and munis sitting here, or jnanis, who are twisting their eyebrows, when Shukadeva Goswami spoke about Rasalila. So immediately Parikshit asked a question to Shukadeva Goswami in order to clear up the doubts of those jnanis and yogis. Because jnanis and yogis and karmis have enjoying mentality. And those who have the enjoying mentality, you have these tendencies. Whoever they be, even if they are neophyte devotees. So these tendencies have to be cleared up for one to approach the holy name very joyfully and cheerfully with great transcendental faith, like a child having faith in the mother, then the approach to the holy name would be very fruitful. Harinam Prabhu ki.